The 5th Annual Rockford New Play Festival takes place Friday and Saturday at the Westside Showroom. This year's edition features short works by established and aspiring playwrights on the theme Over the Edge. Guy Stevens has more.
We've got this
Artistic Director Mike Werkel shows me around the Westside Showroom's nearly completed new home. A cabaret area and a 30-by-30-foot black box theater are housed in a strip mall some ways north of Rockford's downtown. Werkel says the space will allow the company to fulfill its main mission, to confront what he calls a diversity crisis in theater and the performing arts.
We don't have a lot of people of color, people with disabilities, participating in and seeing theater in our area. So we want to make sure that we can do everything to change that.
Whether through its casting policies, its play choices, or other means, that includes outreach to the community. An early collaboration with the Rockford Area Arts Council was intended to showcase new plays by area high schoolers. Then, Werkel says, someone shared a poster for the event with a national playwriting blog. Hundreds of entries poured in, not from teens, but from professional writers.
So we decided, well, the universe is telling us to start a new play festival. So we read these hundreds of plays and chose six, and the rest is history.
Recent festivals have had a theme on women's issues or social divisions, for instance. Werkel says this year's Over the Edge was inspired by events at the southern border of the United States.
And we asked playwrights to write a play that explores the idea of these artificial boundaries that we create in our world, and also the people who risk everything to cross over them.
Werkel says some of the entries hew closely to the theme's original inspiration. Some take a much broader view of the concept. One of those is Promposal by Mika Doyle. The Rockford-based creative writer and poet says she was very interested in this year's theme, but had never written a play before. She says a workshop put on by the Westside Showroom gave her the confidence to try. Doyle chose to look at the theme metaphorically. She says it was important to her personally to show that not all boundaries mark a land or territory.
Barriers within relationships and with families and how those conflicts could really damage those relationships and really disrupt their life.
Doyle says there's a sweet twist at the end that she doesn't want to reveal. She wants the audience's takeaway to be positive.
I am a little bit anxious about how people are going to receive my play. But I do hope that there is going to be this message of hope and love and acceptance once they get to the end.
Linda Zuba did take the theme literally with her entry, Rainbow Warriors. The lawyer and human rights activist had also never written a play before. But the theme spoke directly to her own recent experience working with those seeking asylum in the United States.
I just felt called to do it between Over the Edge and Boundaries, and it's the work I was doing, and it's also what I have promised asylum seekers, that I won't forget them, that I'll tell their story.
She says it was important that people understand what asylum seekers at the border have gone through.
It just was gnawing at me, and I was feeling guilty if I didn't at least try. I had to open up, you know, these little closed doors I have in my mind that are really sometimes painful to reopen. But every time I'd put it down, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Serious, heartwarming, or just plain quirky, Werkel says the plays reflect that idea of diversity the Westside Showroom was founded on. The festival's reception, he says, shows there is a community of writers out there eager to create a new diverse work, and an audience eager to hear it. I'm Guy Stevens.